At the Democratic National Convention, your political worth is measured not just by who you know, but also by where you're sitting. The seating chart of the state delegations is carefully crafted to put swing states like Florida, Missouri, and Pennsylvania up in front of the podium, and more importantly, in view of the TV cameras. But for every valued delegation, some other state is banished to the cheap seats, where we sent NPR's Robert Smith.
Okay, if you walk past Ohio and Oregon, you take a hard right at Michigan, and then a quick left at Texas, and then you start climbing up past the District of Columbia in Oklahoma, then you get to the Beehive State.
This is Utah, the state where we can do better.
Is that the motto, the new motto?
That definitely is a new motto for the Democratic Party here, yeah.
When it comes to electing Democrats, Utah could do a lot better. A Democratic presidential candidate hasn't taken the state in 40 years, so they were expecting the nosebleed seats. Todd Taylor is actually surprised that they have as good a view as they do.
It is clear that Utah is not in play in this particular election. However, our seating is a little better than the last couple of cycles, so, you know, I'm not complaining. If this is moving up, I guess, you know, we're moving up a little.
Out on the fringes of the Fleet Center, states take solace in their small victories. Utah has a slightly better position than some of the other Republican strongholds, like Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho. Tiny Delaware is delighted that they are in front of New York. Alabama lords over Mississippi. And everyone else is grateful that some of the worst seats belong to the kind of far-flung places that most Americans couldn't find on a map. American Samoa, Puerto Rico, Vermont. Yeah, Howard Dean's home state mysteriously got shoved into a high corner. Not that anyone up there is buying into conspiracy theories. Mark Michaud puts the happy spin on their unfortunate placement.
These are the best seats in the House. What are you talking about?
Well, if you want to see the back of someone's head, they're the best seats in the House.
Well, you know, we can get to the concession stands in the bathroom faster than any of the rest of the delegates.
Besides, the Vermont delegates here say they like hanging out with their friends from Guam, all of whom, by the way, are wearing bright red shirts so they can be spotted from the floor. Benjamin Cruz, Guam's national committeeman, knows there isn't much point in giving the territory better real estate.
No, we're fine up here. It's a very good view from here.
So you're willing to sacrifice to let a swing state like Florida be down front?
As long as they vote with us this time, I don't care if they sit on the stage. Just learn how to punch their little voting machines and let's get it right this time.
And Guam has far from the worst seat in the entire place. Above the Fox News and CNN luxury suites, above the Al Jazeera broadcast booth, beyond the row of computer bloggers, past the invited guests and volunteers, there are rows of seats with no views whatsoever. That's where they've put the kids from 7th Host Charter School, who are scheduled to serenade the delegates.
This land was made for you and me.
You guys deserve much better seats, you know that.
I know, you know. And we're performing, and these are the seats that we get.
But they learned a valuable lesson about politics. Until the choir vote is in play, they're going to be stuck singing in the rafters. Robert Smith, NPR News, Boston.
This land is your land. This land is mine.